You hate Christmas, don't you? You hate Christmas. He hates Christmas.
We'll talk about it. Why do you hate Christmas?
He hates Christmas. Merry Christmas, beautiful people, and happy Christmas, Hana, Kwanzaa, Kerr to you. And welcome back to Blue Moon Vibes. As always, we have the ever so clever, and he fine today, y'all, too. Who we got over there?
Just today.
I'm sorry.
To say the same thing, so he only fine today?
I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry. He's fine every day, but you, y'all hear that voice. Y'all hear him, don't you? He's so fine.
I wish my mind thought the same. And across from me, is she naughty or does she like to use the ice?
I cannot deal. Oh, what's up, you guys? That threw me for a hole, though, but it was wonderful. Happy holidays, you guys. It's Lady D over here. I said, cracking up at antics.
Or jeez. Does she like to use the ice? Does she like to use the ice? Do you like to use the ice, Lady D?
In what regard?
Okay, moving right along. Y'all already know Lady D is my baby sister, and I just can't. I cannot. Yo, when she has to talk to me about certain situations, I'd be like, do you need me to put my adult hat on, or can I just be, yeah, I can't do it. Anywho, how is y'all's Christmas going so far? Or excuse me, let me be politically correct. How is your holiday season? I do hope that it is prosperous, well-liked, and you are all enjoying your families and your friends, as you should be doing on this beautiful day. I do hope that all of your children got exactly what they needed. And nothing that they did not need, and everything you wanted them to have. But anywho, I digress. So yeah, go ahead, Lady D, what you got for us?
Well, speaking of the holidays, it was just interesting, you know. It seems like yesterday was Halloween, you know?
You know what? That is funny. It does seem like... it's funny that you said that, because I was looking at... I still have Thanksgiving leftovers, and no, I'm not eating them. They're just sitting in the refrigerator because I ain't throwing them away. I looked in the refrigerator, and I was like, dang, I still got Thanksgiving food in here. Shoot, and I looked at my watch. At this time, it was December the 10th, and I was like, well, god darn, it was just Thanksgiving, it feel like. But yeah, it's funny that you said that.
I know, it's just like, but I mean, it's the stores, though.
Yeah.
You know, you get Halloween, mm-hmm. and you can't even get past Halloween before you see, you know, Christmas decorations in the store. And every time I go in the store, I'm like, capitalism. Like, can we please, like, where is Thanksgiving?
It is in between the days of Christmas past and New Year's present.
And so I'm just like, so I guess my question all the time, I think, and I'm like, so has Christmas, I mean, well, not Christmas, but has capitalism ruined the feeling of Christmas? Because you see it so early now.
And you know, that's a funny question, because I think yes and no. Because you don't get to, like, my daddy always, like, he, when we were growing up, he would say something like, you know, we haven't even made it to Thanksgiving yet. He would always get on to me about putting up my tree before, you know, before Thanksgiving. And it's funny because, so, you know, y'all know on social media, they have this little calendar, like, well, it's a meme. Hey, power to the memes. It's a meme, and it says Christmas is November the 1st through November 24th. Then you celebrate Thanksgiving on the 25th, 26th. And then you go, and then Christmas is the 27th through, you know, the end of December. And, you know, that's funny, but it also relates to what you just said. I don't know if it necessarily has ruined the feeling of Christmas, but it does kind of disenfranchise the other holidays or disenfranchise the other celebrations, because not everybody celebrates Christmas, yeah. You know, and it's like, why don't you go into the stores and you see Hanukkah things or Kwanzaa things or things like that? It's like, Christmas, Christmas, Christmas. Now, everybody in this country does not celebrate Christmas. So, correct. Which is why I try to say happy holidays to you, because you don't know if I celebrate Christmas. You don't know what my religion is. So you could be very well offending me thinking that you're being kind. And then in the back of my mind, I'm going to go find a shank and shank you because you just told me to Merry Christmas and you just offended all of my forefathers. So it's like,
okay. That got dark very fast.
So I think that it doesn't allow for us to fully enjoy the holiday individually for themselves. Like, I feel like because Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's literally all happen month after month after month. Yeah. And it's like, I don't know how to say it, but I don't think that capitalism necessarily has ruined the feeling of Christmas. I do think that it doesn't allow for you to fully enjoy each holiday for itself. What do y'all think? I talk a lot. I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. I mean, but I agree. But in my opinion, I guess it happens so early. Like the stores, they put their Christmas stuff out or holiday things out so early. It's like by the time the day actually gets here, most people are like, I'm over it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, like I've seen, you know, like I can't even fully enjoy,
right,
you know, Christmas or whatever holiday or religion, you know, you celebrate. Before, it's just like, I am completely over this. True. And I am ready for Valentine's Day.
And here's the funny thing. I think that we as consumers have been so conditioned to, like, feel like that's the norm. Like, I found myself actually driving today. I was driving from my doctor's appointment, and one of the car in front of me had a Christmas tree on the top of their car. I looked at my watch. I said, "You late, buddy." But that's the problem.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? December ain't but what? Well, at this point, it's happy Merry Christmas to y'all. But at this point, it's only what, 8, 9, 10, 12 days into the month, and I'm sitting up here talking about some, you late, buddy. And so, but that's my thing. Like, I feel like we have been to the point where it's been pushed into our faces because we've been looking at it since October. So seeing somebody actually buying a Christmas tree in December, it's like, what are you doing? Like, that is foreign to me. Like, you were supposed to do that 3 months ago.
Exactly, yeah.
So it's like, yeah, capitalism has allowed us to, has almost reconditioned us to believe that that October, November, and December is Christmas or the holiday season.
Yeah.
More or less. But, you know, that's just me. Alrighty. What about you, P. Bid?
I'm a capitalist.
Well, we already know what that means.
Oh. Well, that's why you didn't speak up.
Well, I mean, you know what? It also, like, the thought of sometimes Christmas can stress us out. Because you get to the point where parents and children, but parents look at it like, I got to buy my kids this. I have to buy my, because the world has told them so many times that, you know, you got to go out and you got to spend $300,000 on your kids to make them feel like they are special. And this is that and the third. And then you go and you max out your credit cards. And all of these things. So in situations like that, what is something, or what is when you guys are stressed, what is like a phrase or a quote that comes to your mind that helps you, like, alleviate that stress?
Well, for me, well, during the holiday season is probably one of the most stressful times of year for anyone.
Exactly.
So for me, I just say, stop, take one thing at a time, and it will get done. Because okay. I don't want to stress out.
Mm-hmm.
And I pride myself on trying not to be stressed, especially during the holidays, and trying to figure out gifts for people who are somewhat undeserving.
Well, if they are somewhat undeserving, they should not be getting any gifts.
I mean,
unless they're me, then they should always get gifts.
I mean, mean, I have a heart of some sort. And I do like to spread some kind of joy and peace, but that can cause, exactly, you know, stress.
It can.
I just take it, like I said, one step at a time and take it slow, because I'm like, okay, let's start with one person. Mm-hmm. What do they like?
Right.
Get that one person out of the way, then move on to the next person. But I also utilize that in my normal everyday life, like, mm-hmm, especially at work, when I have 15 people asking me, hey, can you do this? Hey, can you do this? Well, yes. But
once I'm done with this.
Exactly. Once I'm done with this, mm-hmm, I will gladly help you with your project. And then move on. But if you need it immediately, unfortunately, I cannot help you at this time.
I practice the first in, first out method. You are last in. You will not be first out. I do apologize.
So take it one step at a time out here, man.
Well, for me, I have sadly been one of those people in previous lives that has somehow functioned in a world I feel like is stressed. More recently, within the last 4 months, with the help of my fantastic life coach, if you have a computer or any sort of mobile device, please check out trulycoach.com. But yeah, she is amazing. She has literally helped me actually gain peace in every aspect of my life. So previously, when I was stressed all the time, it wasn't necessarily a quote. It was just something that I would do. So what I would do is I would lock myself in my room and I would just write. Like, that's just, and that would help me like decompress, almost just needing to get it all out. Like, it was just something, it's like, because I would always have so much tension and almost like be tired all the time. It's because I wasn't letting go of all of the things that were getting on my damn nerves. And so what I would do is I would just get a pen and a piece of paper and just write it out. Yeah. What about you, PB? When you're stressed, when the kids of North Carolina stress you out, what do you do to them? Throw rod sticks at them? Shoes.
What season is it?
I mean, what? So you throw a reindeer at them?
Part of the reindeer.
Okay, you throw a part of the reindeer at them.
No, just happy holidays to you, and happy holidays to you.
You get a reindeer. You get a reindeer. Everybody gets a reindeer.
Make sure to plant that when you get home now. I don't know if I really have a phrase or a quote that I use to de-stress. I kind of take the other approach.
So yeah, P-Bid is P-Bid doesn't get stressed, so that's why he doesn't have a quote or a stress relieving tactic.
But I know what you do, you know, other than writing. You know, you look at Hallmark movies.
Oh yeah, I do look at Hallmark movies. That's actually one of my favorite things to do. Speaking of, if I was in, you know what, Hallmark. Oh, I need to watch them all. I know this is totally off topic. I need to watch some Hallmark movies.
You watch them until April.
Mind your business.
I don't think they're going anywhere.
Don't you be putting my business out in the street like that.
Boy, over you there.
Oh, man. So, hey, speaking of, if you could be a character in a holiday movie, who would you be and why?
Ooh, let's see. Well, I definitely won't be that one guy that gets caught cheating on his wife.
I would hope that wouldn't be in a holiday movie.
You know, get your ass spanked in the bathroom when that baby will.
Oh my God! I would hope that wouldn't be in a holiday movie. Well, you know what? They did write Bad Santa and Bad Mom's Christmas.
I was like, they did do that in a holiday movie.
It was the one with Chris Brown.
Chris Brown, This Christmas.
Oidy. Yeah. So you would be Chris Brown?
Huh?
So you would be Chris Brown?
Oh, no, I don't want to see my mama.
Oh, God.
Honestly, I don't, you know, as I think about it, I don't want to be none of them niggas. Let's see.
I don't understand the situation that is transpiring on this lovely Christmas day. I don't get it. But happy holidays and cheer to all of you and your families. We're just gonna turn. I don't know what's going on. I don't want to be none of the biggest.
Reflectively here. I'm like, wait, okay. One mama got the hand. The other one happened to catch hungry when she came to town to help mama. The other one was running from the gamblers. The oh, other goodness. Guy wasn't their daddy, so they didn't like him too much.
Oh my god.
Another guy, I'm the cousin, that showed up. Be like, hey, what up, auntie? Get my plate. All right, y'all.
So you would be the cousin.
I'd be cousin.
You know what? If I was in a holiday Hallmark movie, shout out to Hallmark. You know, I'm always up for acting and coaching gigs. I'm in any casting calls you have too. I'm always down. But yeah, if I was in a holiday movie, I would want to be the So if y'all are familiar with Hallmark, then y'all know that. All of the movies have the same base concept. They all go to a small town for Christmas. No, hold on, wait. Let me start in the beginning. They always are in an advertising job of some kind. They hate their hometown, and then they have to leave that large advertising job because they have some sort of pitch or some crap they got to do, and it's always in the small town. They are in a relationship that they are angry with, and then they have to go to the small town. They go to the small Christmas town, and then they find the love of their life. So they gotta break up with the person back home, but the person back home somehow randomly appears in the small Christmas town they ain't never been to. But they know exactly where it is. So they come to the small Christmas town and profess their love to the person they about to lose. But then the person is like, no, I'm in love with Bobby. And then so they gotta be like, I'm done with you. And then they end up moving to the small town and pursuing their dreams. So if y'all are ever, you know, if you ever watch a Hallmark movie, then you know that's how they go. But
I don't gotta watch it. You just told me how every Hallmark movie goes. Like, you don't have to watch it.
Literally, that is literally how every Hallmark movie goes. But if I was the person in the Hallmark movie, I would want to be the rich person who lives in the big town and goes back to the small town to find a person who I thought that I was over.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That's very interesting.
See, you see why that's interesting?
That was sarcasm.
Yeah. I totally knew that was sarcasm. But you see how I did that there?
Uh-huh.
Exactly. Sure. Just so you know, that is totally my life. My life is an entire Hallmark movie. I moved away from my hometown of North Carolina. I lived in Jacksonville, Florida. That's Florida. That Jacksonville, Florida. I lived in Jacksonville, Florida for about a long time. And then I came back to a small town in North Carolina. And I'm stuck in this place. But anywho, moving right along. So I would be that person in the movie. But anywho, so if you guys could start a charity or a nonprofit, what would it be?
My life as a nonprofit and a charity.
Agreed.
No, I don't need to get them by, but I ain't got.
Agreed.
Well, I have an answer since they don't.
Oh, we can make our own.
I know.
Oh,
exactly.
The Lady PB. Wait, that would be a hybrid, though, wouldn't it? The LDPID.
That's a whole lot of letters for
that's a lot of letters.
It could be the generous contributions to the. I want to get back with you on this.
Yes, okay. We'll talk after the show.
Okay. Well, I'm going to speak for myself. If I could start a charity or a nonprofit, it would be called the Fountain City Difference Project, Inc. And it would be targeted to the empowerment of youth and giving them choices. Giving them choices.
More choices?
More informed, positive choices.
Oh.
Yeah, because you know, Jay has a load of kids. And so if you guys have any ideas on how for me to develop this nonprofit that I have called the Fountain City Difference Project, Inc. Yeah, that would be great. Website coming soon. January 1st, 2022. FountainCityDifferenceProject.org. Link in the bio.
Feels like those are real things.
These are all real things that have already been in progress and in development. Website coming soon. But yes, I would develop a nonprofit called the Fountain City Difference Project, Inc. The purpose of this Fountain City Difference Project, Inc. would be to empower the youth with the choices. Why? Because the children need to be empowered with choices that they choose. Choices that they choose. Because we are empowering the children to be great. Inc.
That's a great thing to do. It really is. Considering, on a serious note, that is a great thing to do. Considering the children of today don't have, I'm not saying they don't, but not a lot of them have good leadership in their life, or, you know, have the resources and information to make informed decisions about their lives and their future. So, kudos. Miss Fountain City Difference Project, Inc.
Hey, y'all, I'm just going to be real honest with y'all. I don't know if I told y'all yet, but I finally got my 501c3 certification. Woo! Wait, wrong one. There we go. I got it now. Hey, y'all, this is the thing that happened on a live show. You get a trial and error until you get it right. But I did. I finally got my 501c3 certification. Man, I guarantee y'all, it was like one of those things. It was like, so think of your favorite type of anything and think of getting to do that on a regular basis. That's what it felt like when I got that letter. It was like, oh, snap, I'm legit. And so when I typed in, so I went to the IRS website and I typed in my tax identification number, and it actually pulled up on the IRS website. I told my sister and she was like, Jazz, why is your information on the IRS website? I was like, wait, it's not my information. It's the project, the difference project information. It was like, it was real on the place.
I was like, they looking for her.
So if y'all ever want to look up the Fountain City Difference Project, Inc., you could go to the IRS website, type in the Fountain City Difference Project, Inc., and it will show up. Y'all, I was like over the moon. I was like, hey, I'm real, dog. Like real. Like you could touch me. But I just wanted to like think about like the fact that it was just it was super dope, and I was extremely excited about that. Lady D, did you have a thought-provoking question for us?
Yeah, I do, and it's interesting.
Is it?
No. I got you though. I did. Well, it's just a simple little cute question. Mm-hmm. If you could only have one type of Christmas candy this year, what would it be?
Candy canes.
That's lame.
F you. I'm not lame. I eat candy canes. And I'm talking about candy canes. I like candy canes a lot. They taste good.
I will accept your offensiveness, and my heart is candy still cane open.
Candy canes.
What about you, PB? It. I was like, you don't even eat candy. I was like, I wish you guys could see his arms. You would understand what I'm saying.
Yes, you would. Yes. They almost as big as my head. And y'all, I got a big ass head. And he falls out of the chair. I think we lost him. I think he's gone. I think PBN has left the building. I'm not sure if he's going to make it back, but he has left the building.
Goodness. Well, while he recovers.
He comes back.
My candy would be Ferrero Rocher's. Ferrero Rocher's.
See, that's rich people. That's delicious. Rich people candy. I like candy canes.
They are delicious, and if you don't know what they are,
because we ain't got no money, we ain't supposed to know.
They are not that expensive. They are.
You see how she had to preface that with that expensive. They are a little bit expensive, but they don't cost that much.
They are delicious. They are these little
rich folks' problems. It's rich folks' problems.
There are these little candies rich that have problems. A whole hazelnut in the middle, surrounded rich by chocolate, surrounded by a wafer, dipped in chocolate. With
rich folks' problems.
I'm with sorry. With nuts on the outside, wrapped in a gold foil, and don't you say anything about the nuts.
Well, how about the legumes?
Hey, how about those? Hey, how about those Georgia Bulldogs and those Alabama Crimson Tide? And yeah, Alabama nutted all over Georgia. I mean,
Oh no!
I mean, they did.
You just disrespected so many. Georgia did not have a well. We're going off on a different segment. Georgia did not have a great sports week last week. I don't know what happened.
You know what? Watching it from my home in North Carolina. Y'all, I forgot. I forgot where I live. You know what? Today has been a rough day for me. I went to the doctor. The doctor asked me how old I was. I told her one age. I said, oh, wait, no. It's this one. I just had a birthday. So, y'all forgive me.
But did you have a candy that you had that you were?
Maybe I don't like Christmas. I'm like, y'all.
Yeah, exactly. People don't like Christmas. If y'all have not noticed, he ain't said shit this whole time. And he has been here. He just don't like Christmas.
We'll have a therapy session after the show.
Yeah. Okay. We're going to talk about it.
Talk about what's happened.
To make that you don't hate like Christmas.
Well, you know, like Jasmine said, you know, I prefer a Hanukkah bush.
you like Hanukkah?
Or a menorah.
Oh, okay. You want somebody to light your menorah?
Yeah, that'd be nice.
No, see, so he don't like Chris. So you know what? We gonna to be continued. We gonna get back to P-Bid and his Christmas problems. But anyway, so y'all, again, thank y'all for listening with us today. Happy holidays, Merry Christmas, all of that fantastic stuff. Now, before we do go, I want to let y'all know this. May your holidays be full and prosperous, and your new year be the experience that you need. Many times we get to the new year and we want to make these resolutions. We want to, you know, I'm going to change my life like this. I'm going to change my life like that. I want y'all to look at it like this. Don't just get to the new year and be like, I'm going to change my life. Today is December the 25th. Why can't you make that life change right now and carry it into the new year? So you enjoy your life, enjoy your family, open as many gifts, eat as many cookies and chocolates and candy canes, because you know that's the best kind. I don't know what a Ferrero Rocher is, but anywho.
That's not how you say it, but continue.
That's what I said. So as always, thank y'all so much for vibing with us. And if you had just as much fun listening as we always have making these, please make sure you follow me on all of my lovely social medias. And yes, of course, I'm going to link them in the description. Also, don't forget to check out my blog to stay inspired. One more time, at the top of the new year, www.fountaincitydifferenceproject.org will be launching. And so we will catch y'all next Saturday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. Until next time, keep shining, loves. Peace.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Merry Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa. And, you know, P-Bit over here. Angry.
Happy Halloween.
Yeah. At least now Halloween knows.
Have a wonderful holiday, guys, and enjoy your family. Thank y'all so much for listening. We will catch y'all at the top of 2022. Peace.